try some different stabs at questions that may be of interest. If North Vietnam agrees to release all our POWs, we should agree to a ceasefire and withdrawal of our troops, even if that would mean a communist takeover. 36 agree, 51 disagree. The North Vietnamese communists and the Viet Cong should be allowed to keep those territories in South Vietnam they now control. 32 agree, 40 disagree. That's a fairly complex point, but still disagree. A coalition government should be established in South Vietnam that allows the North Vietnamese communists a role in the government. 38 agree, 41 disagree.
But a hell of a lot of disagreement, so that
President
coalition is a bad
term. Here's one that astounds me. President Tu of South Vietnam should be abandoned in order to obtain peace. I thought we'd get 70 agree on that. I'm totally out of it. 39 agree, 28 disagree. It's not very strong. 33, I have no opinion.
Well, people are more hawkish.
Let me take the whole of it. Would you approve or disapprove of a Vietnam settlement that provided for a ceasefire and return of our POWs, allowed the present government in South Vietnam to retain control of the areas it now holds, but gave the communist North Vietnamese control of the areas of South Vietnam that they now hold as a result of their invasion of South Vietnam? 41 approved, 34 disapproved.
That isn't what the settlement is.
No, but it's...
It's the BC, actually.
Yeah, but people don't understand that.
41 to what?
41 approved, 34 disapproved. That's pretty low approval on the basis of the fact that normally they...
What it all shows is that the deal is... What is that? Veterans?
Yes, they're going to make one change.
I'm not going to use their notes anyway, so there's a pretty well may change
then. Now one of this retired, would you favor a partial settlement that would end the fighting in Vietnam but leave open the questions of Laos and Cambodia, or do you think the whole Indochina problem should be settled at the same time? But it's interesting. 23 partial settlements, 60 complete settlements, and only 17 don't know. It's a low don't know. Thing where they don't want to settle just Vietnam.
We're on the right wing not to give it to the Ukraine and fight this thing through.
Thank you. speech.
No, not true. Why do you bother shaking hands? No. No, and I suppose when you come to these damn towns, you're going to have your son of pictures. No, no, you can't give speeches with hecklers and all that.
Well, one thing, there's going to be a motorcade type situation in Ashland just because there's going to be a hell of a lot more people out that can get into that hall. They're going to be along the streets, but fortunately that's at night. It's after dark, so you can stay in the car. We use that glass car, and you can stay in it and turn the lights on, and you really are better. It makes more sense anyway. They can see you better. They can't see you if you stand up. And you're not motorcading for the purpose of motorcading. It's not announced as what the event is, the meeting at the hall. Now, I just wonder if we shouldn't, instead of going to Colorado on Friday and getting into the same situation there again, and then to LA, and then trying to do something in LA or somewhere else, we shouldn't wait till Saturday. Drop into Denver on the way. Have a big thing at the airport. A greeting. Everybody greets you. And then go to if there's an airport hotel or something nearby for the meeting with the leaders. And then you
have an airport rally.
Yeah. An airport rally.
Have you speak?
Yeah, you'd have to speak, I think. Maybe not. Maybe you just turn a crowd out. You're coming in to stop to catch your leaders and do a radio speech.
Don't go on the job.
Oh, on Ohio. We're dropping the idea of doing the radio speech on the road.
All right, fine.
It just, any place you go, you're going to have demonstrators outside. We can't secure an area.
Good. We'll do it here.
I think you do it here before you go in the morning, then get on the plane and go to Ohio.
Great.
It was a good idea if we could do it.
Fine.
But
I don't care.
You get to a little town, a town hall, a radio station, you can't secure the area around it. And you know what happens in those places.
Okay. Well, Colorado, you mean not, you don't want to go into town.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. We sure as hell don't need to stop in Colorado for any reason.
No.
I'm not so sure I would consider even dropping the whole thing. I don't know what you accomplished with the regional meetings the day before the election.
Well, we're just sort of delayed a week here, I think.
Yes.
Something you said tonight. Well, I don't know, we'll do television Thursday, is that the thought?
Chicago Tuesday.
Television
Thursday. Finish up your work here on Friday. Go west on Saturday.
Why do an Indian color?
Well, I haven't talked to anybody else about it. That's what I've been thinking of. It's like I really don't. It's a pain in the ass for the people to have to haul in. It's expensive,
right.
And they should be out by precinct.
Why don't we just pass Colorado and just fly from here to California? Have a nice welcome in the air.
I don't know.
Got to have a welcome.
I know, but maybe we'll do it in Ontario or something. Van Nuys. We've done San Diego, we've done Orange County.
We have not LA.
We haven't done, well, that's right, we haven't had a ride in LA. We could do it at LA and just crank up a hell of a thing at LA Airport.
Or you're going to run a LA demonstration there.
Yes.
That's a problem. You might have 5,000 or 6,000 demonstrators.
From UCLA.
That's right. And they'd come out to Ontario too.
That's why if we go out Friday, we should not stay at the Century Plaza Friday night. Because you're bound to
try. I think what we do is to pass the Colorado district.
It drops a chunk of your heartland. That's the thing.
That doesn't bother me quite that much.
The mountains.
Isn't that? I meant that. First of all, inviting people from Colorado and those things from Chicago. Which is a way to, if you want to have them in.
do something in California. There's got to be some kind of, I think, some kind of an event that brings you.
Yeah, yeah. The motorcade in California, I think it's bad. I think they're just too damn many demonstrators.
Would you rank up UCLA and Valley State? All the other state colleges.
They leave a nasty thing on the end, and that's the problem with having a negative airport.
Yeah. Well, not if it's Ontario. What about going out and having a torchlight in Ontario like you did in 68? I mean, in 60. That, you wrote that up as the most memorable thing. We ended up the campaign there.
What will we do it at one time?
Saturday evening. Suburban motorcade in California, it probably would be good, but it might not.
Might not.
could be very, well, it could be, they don't like him at home. Those don't like him.
And you don't have the concentrations in California of population that you have in New York, in Yonkers, in those places, you can get thousands of people into the town. In Burbank, you can't. In Burbank, it's spewed out on California more than you can't drive. Also, it's a horrendous amount of work for the organization to put together at the end of the campaign.
Come there and have an Ontario rally. Homecoming.
It's a very good thing.
I kind of like that.
Another possibility is to snap it over.
Yeah.
And control the goddamn thing a lot better.
Can't get nearly as many people. Maybe. Did you decide on the political meeting this afternoon, right? Did you decide not to do it, or?
I don't want them to feel it. I'll tell you, the one problem you've got about our meeting this afternoon is that all of them want to know what the hell they want to get their advice about Vietnam. It isn't a goddamn thing
that anyone turned that on. I don't think they will.
Well, I mean.
But there's, you know, whether it serves any purpose. Maybe it does. You told them last week you wanted to get to
it. I think there's a symbolism of it. I don't think they should do the common thing, though. I think you can say what the hell the thing that was.
It's better to say that in front of the other people in town.
I think so.
And if there's anything he needs to cover, he can catch it for a minute afterwards.
Yeah. I've done it so often that frankly, a rally, cheering thousands and the rest of it, unless I can get in and say something, you know what I mean? I can get in.
Get out of the fight.
Fire around a few cliches and all that and sit down.
Put it the other way, McGovern still shows only very slight gain.
Yeah.
time religion, you know, would it be?
Or something, that would be.
Yeah.
You know what interesting, one thing about the daylight?